I heard 75 and sunny this coming Friday. That gets me so excited, and it fits perfectly into our spring-summer theme today. Our next guest is a custom travel advisor and a very good friend. She's lived in California, New York City, and Italy. She moved to Detroit about 5 years ago, and she loves it here. Let's say hello to President of Authentic Travel, J.J. Buchanan. Hi, J.J.
Hi, Steve. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's so good to talk to you.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's an absolute pleasure.
So, J.J., talk to us about the importance of a travel advisor and the benefits of working with one.
Well, I think probably you can start with my motto, which is there's no greater thief than a bad travel itinerary, because in the end, you've lost your time and you've lost your money and you're never going to get it back. So working with a travel advisor ensures that you're spending both your time and your money the right way. So we'll have a consultation with you, find out what the right destination is, what the right time of year is to go, what to do while you're there, and also the types of hotels.
That's fantastic. Thanks. So, JJ, I know a bunch of our friends are talking. They're starting to plan for their summer vacations. What are some travel trends that you are seeing? What are your customers looking at? And what are some summer travel tips that you'd like to share with us?
Okay, well, there's some that are quite obvious and some that maybe others don't think about. And really, spiritual travel, whether you have a close connection to nature or to a higher power, it's becoming very popular. So there's two ways to think of it. If you're looking for more of a spiritual journey, you can do the Camino, which is also known as the Way, which you can become a pilgrim and find your way to Santiago de Compostela in Spain. There's many ways to conquer this pilgrimage. It's been around for 11 centuries, and you can do it through the French way, through the Portuguese way, or the Spanish way. And I did it last year. I did 5 days of the Camino, and when you arrive in Santiago de Compostela, it truly is a wonderful experience. The other thing is, in terms of nature, you have expedition journeys. So National Geographic, Smithsonian are connecting with some of the cruise ship lines and offering these very special experiences, whether it be in Antarctica or in the Arctic, watching the polar bears from a polar bear blind, or looking at monarch butterflies down in Mexico, to having a very special experience in Alaska through the Inland Passage.
Those are really, really great, fantastic ideas. Talk to us about some of the off-beaten track discoveries that we should look into, and then also include some of those maybe right here in Michigan.
Okay. Well, I have one more travel trend that I think will dovetail nicely into that topic, and that is over tourism. So right now you have the island of Capri, the Dolomites, which is where the Olympics were this winter, and Florence, Italy, all starting to crack down on the number of tourists that are coming into their city or town on a daily basis. It's just simply got too much for them. These cities are 15th century places with narrow alleyways and cute little shops. And when you bring in 30 to 40,000 additional people, it really can put a lot of stress on the system.
Yeah, they don't have the infrastructure, do they?
No, they don't. They really don't. That's the best point. So over-tourism is being combated in various ways, whether through it's the city council limiting the amount of people who visit. But also, I'm trying to encourage people to try something different. So many people overlook Spain because they're in love with Italy. I mean, I don't know anyone that goes to Italy that doesn't want to just continue to go back. But Spain offers many of the same things. It has Roman ruins. It has incredible art collections, churches, scenery, water that is just as beautiful as what you find on the Italian coast. And it's a lot less expensive, and there are fewer people going there. So I'm really trying to encourage people to try, you know, something else besides what they're used to doing.
Yeah, less density and less cost certainly is going to appeal to a lot of people, JJ. What about right here in Michigan?
Michigan, I've last year discovered a gem up north. It's in St. Ignace. Now, everyone always says there's nothing going on in St. Ignace, but Charlie and Renee Chiara bought the old Boardwalk Hotel right down on the water across the street from the ferry terminal, stripped it down, renovated it all, the bathrooms, but didn't strip Michigan out of it. It's still got a great feel for Michigan. And it gives you a fantastic alternative to spend the night there, then take the ferry out to Mackinac. It's very quick. Spend the day in Mackinac and come back to the boardwalk where they have live music in the beer garden, food, refreshments, and a lot of fun. People are dancing in the garden there every night in the summer nights. It's really fun.
That's a really great discovery. Thanks for sharing with us. JJ, I know you and I talked. You were lucky enough, you spent some of February and March in France, Italy, and Switzerland. I know it's not a summer trip that people may be thinking about, but talk about that for summer travel and also for next ski season.
Yeah, well, that's another one of the trends that I'm seeing, and that's people are starting to realize that Europe is the better go-to destination for the sport of skiing. There were so many troubles out west, whether it be labor, equipment, lack of snow, and you're paying sometimes $350 a ticket for one day of skiing. If you go to Europe, you really are going to save about 40% overall on the entire package. And while I was on this ski safari, I discovered a lovely town called Saas Fee. It's up in the Swiss Alps, and it's on the same road that you would take if you wanted to go to Zermatt. Zermatt is where the Matterhorn, that famous rock formation, is, and you can go skiing up there. But if you just take the next exit on the roundabout, you can go up to Saas Fee. It's also a village that does not allow cars. It has skiing 365 days a year. In fact, all the ski teams from around the world are training there in the summer. It has glacial hiking. It has wonderful hotels. And it's just so authentic. And my test is always when I look at a menu somewhere, is the menu in five different languages or just one? And when you go to Saas Fee, it's just one language. And there really aren't a lot of postcard stands. It's just a really beautiful village.
I love those ideas. We've got about a minute left. How are we doing with cruise ship travel? How's their popularity?
Oh, that's definitely increasing. And with cruise ships, I guess my advice would be always dig down and look at the schedule in the port. They may go to all the wonderful places, but they may be there from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And another cruise ship line might be there from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So always check and see what the value of your dollar is when you're looking at some of those cruise ships. They're certainly on the upswing. Everybody loves them. They're so easy to do, and they're a very user-friendly, entry-level travel experience for a lot of people. The other thing that's coming up that's really fun are barges through the canals of France. You can really get into a luxury barge where you have your own pilot. It's called Slow, Elegant Travel through the vineyards with wonderful culinary experiences, visiting charming villages. These are things that are really starting to take hold.
JJ, how do people get a hold of you if they want some help?
They can go to my website. It's authentiquetravel.com, www.authentiquetravel.com. Happy to help people spend their money and their time the right way.
Thanks, JJ. I love this conversation. Thanks for being with us. Talk to you soon.
All
Folks,
right, I appreciate it. Take
thank you.
care.
You're listening to WJR AM 760. We will be right back.